This is Rich Rhodes, coming up next on Mega Rock, your daily dose of local sports with the District 9 Sports Report, brought to you by Laurel Eye Clinic.
Hi, this is Mark Powell from the Laurel Eye Clinic, proud sponsors of the daily District 9 Sports Report with Rich Rhodes on Mega Rock. With offices spread out through District 9, the Laurel Eye Clinic is proud to support our area teams and athletes in all seasons. So good luck, kids, and go District 9 from the Laurel Eye Clinic.
For more information on the Laurel Eye Clinic, visit them on Facebook or online at laureleye.com.
From a dreary and brisk Monday, we still have a significant scoreboard to throw your way. In baseball, the Punxsutawney Chucks stayed unbeaten with an 8-4 win over Bradford. Clearfield improved to 9-2 with a 5-4 win over Bellefonte. Elk County Catholic over Johnsonburg 6-0, while Clarion blasted Brookville 14-4 in 5 innings, and Carn City edged Red Bank 4-3. In softball, Dubois Central Catholic swept a doubleheader from Kane 16-7 and 17-1. It was Elk County Catholic dumping Johnsonburg 13-3 in 5 innings, and Clarion beating Brookville 9-4. St. Mary's scored 2 runs in the top of the 7th inning to beat Dubois 5-4, and Punxsutawney routed Bradford 17-0 in 4 innings. On to some college news, where 2 District 9 javelin throwers in track and field at Penn State University fared well at last weekend's Penn Relays in Philadelphia. Johnsonburg's Michael Shuey led the Nittany Lions with a second-place finish with a throw of 241 feet 9 inches. He led the event until John Apoma of Middle Tennessee State uncorked a throw of 267 feet 6 inches to claim the title. That's the longest toss in the nation this year. Brookville's Ryan Kerr, a teammate of Shuey from Brookville, wound up fourth with a season-best toss of 227 feet. Check out D9Sports.com for more scores and the latest in District 9. I'm Rich Rhodes.